It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi. And now the host of our program, City Desk, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Good morning, William Sackett. We are recording this program on Thursday, December 12th at 10:37 in the morning here at Biloxi City Hall. We have a special guest with us that's going to be joining us in a moment to talk about this really exciting development that's coming to the Pops Ferry Road area. In fact, you can see it popping up right now. We're going to talk about that in a second with Caroline Berry of The Blake. But first off, we have a star amongst us. Did you know that, Cecilia?
No.
Cecilia Dobbs Walton and her twin sister, Cynthia Dobbs Sutton, who is the director of the Ocean Springs Chamber of Commerce, they were named South Mississippi Strong during a broadcast of WLOX yesterday, and now you're turning red.
I am. It's an honor. It was very nice. It was a nice surprise to be chosen as South Mississippi Strong. Like I said, I have twin sister Cynthia. She's the executive director of the Ocean Springs Chamber and Tourism Bureau, so they're very, very busy. They put on a lot of events. And she's kind of, as she says, the marketing or PR kind of arm for the city of Ocean Springs. And, of course, I do public affairs for the city of Biloxi. So it's fitting that we do similar things, and it's across the bridge. And a lot of people think that that's pretty cool and pretty awesome. But to us, it's just what we do. It's just normal. We're twins all of our life. We always rely on each other. We have the same likes, the same education. So we just work well together.
It was a fitting tribute, a fitting notice for the public to call this interesting little arrangement to their attention, and so we're very glad to see that. What else?
I will say, though, from that, I've had a lot of people that come up to me and say, I didn't know you had a twin, so it did show people that there are two of us.
I thought they were going into show business.
Well, one of the things that got me, and this will be the end of it, whenever Cecilia was asked this question, they said, what's it like to be a twin?
I don't know what it's like not to be a twin. It's normal to me.
There you go. So now, we have a lot of things to talk about this weekend. There's the marathon, Gulf Coast Marathon, that's going to be taking place from Pas Christian all the way here to Biloxi. It's going to be great for the runners, but it's going to require a couple of little things for the motoring public to be aware of. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the other holiday-related things taking place this weekend. And remind me, we're going to talk about boardwalks and infrastructure before we're done. But every now and then, William Sackett, we like to pause on this show and make note of some of the interesting things that are happening in our community. I have been over to the Armed Forces Retirement Home in Gulfport several times. One of the beauties of the Armed Forces Retirement Home is that they have everything there for those residents. There's a doctor's office, there's a bank, there's a bar, there's a restaurant. There is everything you could possibly want. Now, in Biloxi, on Pops Ferry Road, we're proud to say we see the same things happening over there that is going to be open to everyone. Here to talk about The Blake and to tell us what's happening is Miss Carolyn Berry. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing just wonderful. You broke ground in August of 2019 on this $25 million development. Tell me what people can see happening out there. What point are you at right now, and what's been going on with The Blake?
There's a lot for them to see now. We've gone vertical. There's a roof on the building, and I think right here in the next week or two, we should start seeing bricks go up. So the bricks will actually be whitewashed when the building is finished. But there's quite a bit to see.
One of the things that impresses me so much about this is that it seems like the developers of The Blake have thought about everything that their residents are going to need, and it seems to me like you take care of the details.
That's definitely important to us. Like you said, we're actually going to have a bar. We'll have a coffee shop where residents can go in, they can take their families, they can order a frappuccino or ice cream. We just try to make it as all-inclusive as we can.
And I thought I saw where there was going to be a theater in there, too.
There will be a theater, too. And outpatient rehab will have a primary care office, which will be staffed with either a nurse practitioner or a primary care physician 4 days a week. So just about all those things you mentioned.
Now, tell me a little bit about The Blake, because this is not your first one. You have had other successful initiatives in other communities.
We do. We're currently building in Harahan, Louisiana, which is a suburb of New Orleans. We're building here in Biloxi. And then probably about 3 or 4 months later, we should open in Panama City Beach and then Miramar Beach. So we're kind of trying to expand on the Gulf Coast, which is where all of my team lives.
Now, you are at 118 units, as I recall, over here and at the Biloxi location. The Blake at Biloxi is the official name. Where are you right now on occupancy?
Oh, gosh. We're leasing up quickly. We've got very limited availability on the first floor, which is always the first thing to go. You know, we've got some apartments with balconies. We've got just a few apartments with 2 bedrooms. So,
how tall is this building?
It's 2 stories.
It's 2 stories. I can't tell you exactly how many feet tall it is, but I will learn that.
And one question is, so it's the Blake, so what are the ages that can live there? How can somebody get information on it? And then what, is it permanent living, temporary living, assisted living?
It's all of that, isn't it? Now, by the way, go ahead.
No, just to tell that, because I don't think we stated all that information yet.
The basic stuff that people want to know.
Okay, so it is all of our apartments are licensed for assisted living. We'll have 70 in that community, and then we'll have a secure memory care community with 48 apartments. The assisted living apartments, we don't have any studios, so everything is either a 1 bedroom or larger, and the rates for that start at $3,400 a month. Mm-hmm. Which we'll work with residents to help them get veteran benefits, if they have a long-term care policy, try to help. It's really important to us that we make it affordable. So mm-hmm. when we come into a community, we want to make sure that we're able to offer a good level of service, but also keep that range comparable to what they can find existing.
Now, I'm 59. Do I qualify to move in here, or do you have to be a certain age?
You would actually have to get special permission this year, but once you're 60 and above, I think there's mm-hmm. no age specific.
What attracted the developers of the Blake to Biloxi and the Gulf Coast?
Okay. Well, obviously we love the Gulf Coast because that's where most of us live. We've got a couple of Blakes near Jackson. There's one in Oxford. This is, the second largest metro in Mississippi. Mm-hmm. You have an Air Force base, which is a big draw for us because it ends up drawing a lot of military retirees. And like I said, we're able to help them. Even if they don't move into the Armed Forces retirement home, they can qualify for benefits to help cover assisted living. I think it's over $2,000 a month that they qualify for with, for a veteran and a spouse. We also really like the fire station across the street because it gives us
peace of mind,
quick access to first responders, which mm-hmm. of course I'm sure you can imagine is important.
Mm-hmm. But having said that, though, at the Blake, is my understanding from the reading I've done about it, you're going to have 24-hour care there.
You will. We've got 24-hour nurses on site. All of the medications are dispensed. Not every resident comes in with care needs. A lot of them come in completely independent, driving, ready to go out. They just want to, they like the fact that we have a chef who cooks 3 meals a day, and their housekeeping is taken care of. So every day we go in and do a light touch housekeeping. Mm-hmm. So they'll make the beds and maybe take the trash out. And then once a week we go in and do a deep cleaning, and that's all included in that. I said it was $3,400. That includes 3 chef-prepared meals a day, all of their utilities. It includes
housekeeping
mm-hmm. activities. We're very proud of our activity program. We do a lot of outings. We do. We bring a lot of people in. In fact, you guys will have to come and speak to mm-hmm. our residents as soon as we open. We're doing a ton of that in Kingsport, Tennessee right now.
You led us right up to the cliff, and that cliff is this. What are you telling people about opening day? What's your target?
We are targeting next fall. So, it's a long process to open one of these. You've got to go through the construction, and then we've got to go through the Mississippi Health Department.
This is a care facility.
Yeah. That's our goal. We expect to open sometime in the fall, 2020.
And meanwhile, you're just continuing to beat the bushes to find out who's interested in living there. But it sounds to me like you're not just there to tell them, you and your staff are not just there to tell them, here's what it costs. You're able to also walk them through the process of finding the necessary funds.
Yes, and we've actually got two employees, local employees here in Biloxi, who are staffing our sales office on there on Pass Road, and they can do a virtual tour. If somebody can't come to the office, they can go to them.
Mm-hmm. You know, if there are people that one knows that's living in St. Louis, Missouri, or Boca Raton, Florida, etc., or Duluth, Minnesota, and they're saying, you know, I may be currently in assistant care, but I want to move to Biloxi because it seems like the place to go and to be. What would you say to them, or what should we say to them to let them know that the Blake is here other than the Blake is here? What can they do? How do they communicate with you?
Well, they can look at our website, blakeliving.com, and they can send us a message. We'll get in touch with them. We get a very large number of people moving from out of town. We work with recruiters at big companies because sometimes they might have someone who has a parent in assisted living elsewhere, and by them knowing about us, they can. That might be the deciding factor for them if they can find a place for mom in the city where they're going. So we're out there in the community. We've joined two chambers in this market. We've sponsored the Alzheimer's Walk. That's very important to us too, that we're out, you know, meeting people and just.
And we are proud to have you, number one, on the podcast, but number two, have you a regular member of our B News newsletter that goes to everyone in the city. We're very thankful for that. Whenever the Blake folks were looking at where to go here in Biloxi, I don't think they could have picked a better spot, because when you look at a map of Biloxi, that spot where you are on Pops Ferry Road, a little bit east of Cedar Lake, you're in the center of town.
Well, and you guys invested a lot in that, in Pops Ferry Road, right around the time, and I think that was part of what, I'm not the person who does site selection, but I talked to him before I came here, and that was one of the factors that he considered. Mm-hmm. And
easy interstate access, you got the fire station right across the street, you got shopping around the corner over at the promenade, and you can go down Pass Road, you're over at Edgewater Mall, Pops Ferry Road. I'm betting that the Blake's going to have a bus.
We will have a bus. If it keeps going like it is, we may need two or three buses. My people in Kingsport, Tennessee, that I mentioned, they've had to borrow buses, but we'll have a bus and a passenger car because we do provide transportation for residents. The bus would be more likely used if they were going to the theater or the ballet or to the casino, and then the car would be used if a resident needed to get to the doctor or, you know, maybe to the bank.
In addition to this, and I really think it's going to be palatial from all of the drawings I've seen, the money you're investing in it, and the know-how and the experience you have in other communities, but it just seems to me like it's going to be something that people, they're going to want to go visit this place whether they're there or not.
We'll have a very large grand opening ribbon cutting, but I expect that to not happen for probably about 4 months after we open because, you know, our first priority is obviously going to be moving in the residents that have signed up to move in. And we move them in stages. So it'll be usually about 15 a week is what we can handle. So that takes us quite a while. Obviously, you know, this is new for everybody. And mm-hmm. That's one thing that people who are considering it, especially people moving from out of town, it's new for everybody. So when we open is a great time to decide I'm going to make a move, because you're not going to be the new kid on the block, because everybody will be the new person on the block.
So you want to be their first day.
Yeah. The first person to move in is usually the one that we let cut the ribbon. So.
Oh, cool. Cool. Now, you might already have a lot of them already designated, huh?
We do. And I'm sure they'll be fighting over who gets to be the first one to move in.
Now, there's probably something that we didn't ask you or something you wanted to mention. Now is going to be your opportunity. And if all else fails, always think back. Y'all are on the internet. You've already told people. You're on Facebook. You've got a phone number. Give people all that communication information that they need.
Yeah, the best way to look us up is at blakeliving.com, or you can actually search for The Blake at Biloxi, and that'll give you the phone number that rings our office that we've got open here. It's on Pass Road. They're in there most of the time.
Where is it on Pass Road? I'm not asking a specific address, but what's it near?
It's near the intersection with Pops Ferry.
Okay.
You know where that Starbucks is? There's
right.
an insurance building just a little bit further down.
Okay.
We're in there, and there's a big sign. They'll see it.
Y'all are great about picking locations. What's up with that?
I don't know. I didn't have anything to do with picking that office location, but it seems like a really convenient one for a lot of people, too.
Okay, so the Blake Living, spell that for people. Is it The Blake or Blake Living?
It'll be Blake Living, BlakeLiving.com.
Okay, that's pretty simple. Anybody needs to. If somebody wanted to email you, what would they do?
It would be, that's not a simple to spell, but it's Caroline@QSLManagement.com.
Mm-hmm. And the Q is for quality.
It is.
Quality Senior Living is our company.
Okay, thank you, Carolyn. Any closing thoughts? Anything we didn't ask you?
I don't think so. I mean, I think you've asked just about everything.
So we've beat this dead horse.
You're just extremely comprehensive. I'm excited.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And this will be out there forever for people to listen to. And we're going to have you back again whenever y'all are reaching a milestone, whenever you have something that you think people just need to know.
I'll send you some pictures, too, if you want to publish
them.
Oh,
we would love that. Yeah. We would love that, creating a photo gallery. As soon as you send them, because that way we can link it with this podcast. So, Carolyn, thank you very much
thank
for being
so
here.
Thank you so much.
How do you pronounce your name?
Caroline.
Caroline, thank you. I figured I had it wrong the entire show. So, see, you tell people what's going on this weekend.
Well, the North Pole Calling, that's where Santa's elves can call children, kindergartner through second grade. That will be on the 18th and 19th, but the deadline to sign up to get that phone call is actually Friday, tomorrow, December the 13th. Applications are online on the city's website. They're also at the Edgewater Mall and or at Hiller Park, the Park and Recreation office off of Pass Road. Happening this weekend, like Vincent said, is the marathon that's happening this weekend. So it is going to be going, like you said, along Highway 90. It's going to end at MGM Park. So at times, Highway 90 will be blocked off because of the runners. If you sign up for our text alert system, Be Alert, text 888-777. Text Biloxi to 888-777, then you get text alerts, and we'll let you know when certain intersections are open or closed and where the runners are and where they have passed. So again, that's text Biloxi, B-I-L-O-X-I, to 888-777. Also this weekend, Saturday, starting at 10 a.m., is the Biloxi XL by 5, Come Learn with Santa. It's for children ages 5 and younger. They're going to have pictures with Santa, going to create holiday crafts. There'll be singing and snacks. It's just a fun little event for the children. And then Saturday afternoon at 2:30 is the annual Christmas Parade in Wool Market. That's a very fun parade. Again, it starts at 2:30. It begins at Chevron on Wool Market Road. It'll travel Lorraine Road, turn right on John Lee Road to Toronto's, and it'll end at the school, which is the Wool Market Elementary School. There, Santa will be there. They'll have a Christmas tree. They'll have hot chocolate and cocoa, so that's very fun. Whenever the event is pretty cool, there's a lot of walking units in there, and they pass out a lot of goodies. They've passed out cupcakes. They passed out, of course, the candy, but that's a pretty cool event to attend this weekend.
And the Wool Market Chevron, by the way, it's just like the Blake. It is right in the middle of the community. So you're going to find the same thing there. One thing I wanted to mention to people is that the boardwalks. We opened bids yesterday on the next phase of the boardwalk, which is going to go from Veterans Avenue all the way down to Camellia, essentially right there to Treasure Bay. This is going to be doubling the size of the existing boardwalk, which goes from Veterans to Rodenburg. Mayor Gillage continues to be excited about the boardwalk possibilities along our waterfront. They're continuing to work on the one on Point Cadet, which wraps around the, goes from the Palace Casino all the way down to Point Cadet Marina. And then on Back Bay, they've been given approval. We're waiting to see when construction's going to start on the boardwalk that will go from Forest Avenue, what is known as the T-Pier, all the way over to the residential area at Kensington. A lot of work going on the waterfront. We were out yesterday at the Wool Market City Center, which is out on Cayley Cove off of, I think, Old Wool Market Road. Don't hold me to that. But they are doing some great steel work out there on the outside of the building that has become a Wool Market Public Library, which is a cooperative effort with Harrison County. And then on the other side of the building is going to be the community center. The entire complex is called the Wool Market City Center, which is something Mayor Gilich has been talking about since essentially the day he came into office. We're excited about seeing that move a step closer.
And when you said steelwork, they're expanding the community center side. And it's not open to rent yet, but for information, call the Biloxi Parks and Recreation Office at 228-388-7170. They can give you information on renting that facility.
Last thing on the show. Last thing is that we are continuing to see tremendous progress over on the North Project. That would be the infrastructure work. Banaki is completed. Forest Avenue, they're getting close to complete. We're down to about two or three streets in the North Project. Two or three streets when at one time it was 55 miles of road all torn up at one time. We're glad to have that nightmare behind us. Now, what else we got going on with the Blake? Anything else? Any new news?
The only thing, I wanted to give you the phone number in case anybody wanted to call and speak. It's 228-354-8100.
That's a simple number, William. What is it again?
Say it again.
No, you say it. You didn't hear it? It's 354-8100.
That's why he's in public relations. He's much better than I am. You've been listening to City Desk News and Views from City Hall, Biloxi, with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. This is William Sackett speaking.